We gotta find a way to have some consistency so that we can find success in what we're doing. And by success, I think most creatives really define success as being able to make a living doing what you love. It's as simple as that. But along with that consistency, you have to work with your creativity. You have to work with the way you naturally flow. Good morning and welcome to your checkup. I am Dr. Void, and today we are going to be going through the list of symptoms for obsessive creative disorder. So I have a few questions for you. Question number one, do you have multiple creative passions? Yeah? Okay. And do you have a hard time choosing which one of those passions you want to lean into the most? Or, yeah, no, that's fine. Do you ever feel like you have to lean into one of those? Okay. Now, whenever you are working on these different projects, do you ever go through spurts of energy where you hyper-focus on one of them for, you know, maybe it's a day, maybe it's a week, you're super fired up about it, and it's all you can think of. And then that energy dies down and you crash for a little bit. And then all of a sudden you're obsessed with a totally different project. Maybe it's a new project. Maybe it's something you've already been working on. But do you go through these phases where you are super excited and intensely focused on one project and then it fades and you move your focus to the next? Okay, yeah. Well, to me, it sounds like you might have OCD, obsessive creative disorder. And I would like to formally welcome you to the club, because this is something that, this is actually a term that I thought of just a couple days ago. And obviously, it's a joke. It's not what OCD actually is. And I actually don't think it's a problem. I think that it's a strength when you can lean into it. I've talked about my difficulties with my creative journey over the years, but specifically today, I just want to talk about this particular component of at least the way that I operate creatively, because I doubt that I'm the only one. Most of the time when you think that you're the only one, you're not. So I was about to come up with some like ridiculous thing that maybe you would be the only one if you did this thing, but I'm not going to do that because I don't know. Okay. The first thing I thought of was like, if you enjoy eating peanut butter off of your own feet, then yeah, maybe you're the only one. I don't know why that was like the first thing that came to mind. Maybe it's because I just woke up. Who knows? I think it's important to talk about this because for a long time, I thought this was a bad thing, this obsessive creative disorder. And really, I want to be careful about calling it a disorder because it's all jokes. I actually don't think it's a disorder now. For a while, I did, but I'm learning to lean into that that characteristic of mine. So I'll give you an example that was recent. And by recent, I mean like the last couple days. So I have my project Transcendia, which is an ambient soundscape plus sci-fi fantasy novel narrative thingy. It's evolving and it's turning into something much bigger than I expected, which is amazing. But what I did on, 2 days ago and yesterday, so for 2 days straight, I got sucked into world building. Now, I haven't done a whole lot of world building for Transcendia yet. I've mainly just been writing the chapters or the entries as I go. And so typically what I've been doing is I've been creating an ambient track based off of some imagery. And then I I create a track that kind of feels like the image in my mind that I'm thinking of. And then from there, I wrote the first chapter doing that. And then what I did was I went, okay, where do I want the character to go next? What do I want them to do? Where do I want them to be? And then I made it cohesive with the story, and I thought of another setting, and I produced another ambient track that sounded like what I was seeing in my mind. And then I wrote to it. I actually wrote the story. So that said, I've done 4 chapters so far. I've created the track for the 5th chapter. But I hit this point in the 5th chapter, or before actually writing it, where I was like, you know what? I'm feeling a little boxed in with the narrative that I've created so far. Because what I could do is just have the character, you know, randomly go to these cool sci-fi fantasy worlds and realms and places, but make ambient music and have it be like a very, very mild, light narrative and have the ambient music be the focus. But here's the thing. There has been an author in me that has been dying to get back out for a long time. I used to write short stories like fantasy, sci-fi kind of stuff. I even started writing a book a long time ago. And I say book very loosely because I basically wrote like 3 chapters that were consecutive. And then I wrote a couple scattered chapters. And I think the concept was cool, but it wasn't the most original thing in the world. It basically involved elemental powers and like gems that give those powers. So it was kind of a mix of like Del Toro Quest, if you're familiar with that, and The Last Airbender, kind of. Plus some more like dark fantasy elements. But I didn't get very far, so I say book very loosely. But I've always loved writing stories, and I haven't let that part of me out in a long time. Over 10 years. It's been a while. So I say all that to say that with Transcendia, I was feeling a little limited, and I was feeling the desire for a richer story and a richer world and universe. And I think that this was always going to happen. I just needed to start. I didn't want to overthink this project. I just wanted to start. I've learned to do that over the last couple years, to just get started and let it evolve instead of trying to make it perfect at first, because it will never be perfect. So you'll never start if that's the thing. So anyway, I get to chapter 5. I'm feeling boxed in. I haven't written anything for it. And I was like, you know what? I just need to flesh out this world a little bit, because I'm at a point in the story where the character needs to actually start making some decisions instead of having things happen to him, or having him just miraculously be in a certain place. This character needs to actually start driving the story. And the thing is, I have a loose idea of a story, but I don't have a fleshed out world for that story to exist in. So I got sucked into world building, which I've never actually done extensively. I've always just had things kind of floating around in my head, especially for this story. But even before this, with the quote book that I was writing a long time ago, it was the same thing. I had like general ideas of a macro timeline, and like how things kind of worked, but I didn't get down to the nitty gritty of the mechanics of the world and the society and the religions and the legends and the lore and all this stuff. And let me tell you, this is a lot of work. You ask one question and then you answer it, and 10 more questions sprout from it, because all of a sudden you need context for that angle of that thing. And oh, if you integrate that thing into this certain type of storytelling or this certain character moment, like what other things do you need to have set in place so it makes sense? World building is a lot, and it takes a long time. Like I spent 2 full days doing it, and I got a lot done, but there's still so much to cover. So how does this relate to OCD, obsessive creative disorder? I like burnt myself out doing this. And do I regret it? No. I actually had a ton of fun. I spent like 8 hours in a row, 2 days in a row, just world building. I invented a religion. I came up with completely original terms for different ceremonies and different rites of passage and just tons of stuff, planets, characters, and I've only scratched the surface, which is really exciting. But what happened was I had to go to work because I need to make money to keep the lights on. So I went to go to work and I was just like, I was exhausted and my head was not in a good headspace. I had brain fog. I did not feel like going out and working. And the thing is, I haven't been doing very well this week compared to how I typically do with work. Is that a price that I'm willing to pay? Yes, I think so. But yeah, I was so obsessed with this world building and I just went through the spurt of creativity and focus and I got so much done. I was enjoying it, loved every second of it. But then when it came to real life, I was a little burnt out and I was kind of dissociating. I'm sure that you can relate to this in some way, whether it's an album that you've been working on or a painting or a dance routine. You just do the thing over and over and over, or you're in the same spot all day and you love what you're doing. You're in this flow state, but then you kind of burn out. And so what happens now? Well, now I know that I'm actually recording my podcast much later in the week than I typically do. This is Saturday that I'm recording this and I'm releasing this episode tomorrow. I typically record on Monday and then have a whole week for it to sit and publish. Same thing for my newsletter. So today I'm going to record this podcast and write the subsequent newsletter. And that's a lot to do in one day. And I kind of have these responsibilities piled up because I was so obsessed with my world building for 2 days. But now I'm thinking about, you know, kind of the business side of my endeavors. And I had to record reels yesterday. This wasn't yesterday. This was the day before yesterday and the day before that. So yesterday I recorded reels because I needed to. And I'm sure that over the next few days, I'm going to kind of hyper obsess over the kind of the business side of things and just the content side of things. And then we'll see where it goes from there. So that's just a personal, recent, relevant example of what this looks like. The problem used to be, at least, that I would beat myself up for this. And I would fight against it. And again, as a creative person, I'm sure that you can relate to this, where you have a certain way that you naturally are, but because of the way that society works and because of the way that you think things should work, you change and fight against and move against the flow of your creativity. And that's just a really good way to kill your creativity and your inspiration and kind of shut yourself off from that river of just a wealth of ideas and just feeling good about your creativity as well. So what I've been focusing on lately is finding a balance. You know me, I like to find balance in things. I like to kind of meet in the middle. So on one hand, I understand the value of having a schedule and just being consistent. That's the tough thing about being a creative in the modern day is that, I mean, it's hard to make money from your art, especially as a musician. And so you need consistency. You need to post consistently. You need to reach out. You needed to respond to DMs and comments, and you need to do collaborations, and you need to have singles coming out, and you need to have an album once a year. And it's just this whole thing that you have to stay consistent with. But the thing is, creativity doesn't work like that. Creativity doesn't just sprout up at the same time every day, every week, every month, every year of your life. It ebbs and flows. But we got to find a way to have some consistency so that we can find success in what we're doing. And by success, I think most creatives really define success as being able to make a living doing what you love. It's as simple as that. Some people want to be rich. I want monetary wealth because I didn't have it growing up, and I want to provide that for my kids. And I also want to use that wealth to build things that will help other people. But along with that consistency, you have to work with your creativity. You have to work with the way you naturally flow. And so, kind of like the concept of strong beliefs held loosely, I think that you need to have a clear routine held loosely. So for me, what that looks like is, okay, I look at all of my creative projects. I have my podcast. I have my newsletter, which comes out once a week, as well as the podcast. I have Cosmic Optimism, which is my like poetic philosophical writing. It's my way to exercise the poet in me. And then I have Transcendia, which is, again, my ambient soundscape, sci-fi fantasy world building project, which is a mouthful. That's my baby. That's the thing that I'm in love with the most at the moment. And then along with that, I'm going to have my reels, you know, my short form content. Eventually I'll do long form content again as well. So I have all of these creative endeavors, and that's just the creative stuff. That's not even including all of the other things I enjoy doing, like playing frisbee in the park and stuff like that. So I look at all of those endeavors and I go, okay, what do I need to do to, like, if I did one thing consistently, what would make the biggest impact in the short term? And by short term, I mean the next year or two. And that thing is my podcast and my newsletter. Like that, those are the things that I have to do frequently and consistently. And I have my own reasons for that. I'm sure that you can imagine the impact that a podcast and newsletter have on trying to build an audience. That creates the consistency. And the cool thing is for the podcast, all I have to do is talk. And I'm good at talking. It's a skill that I have. And so you want to look at your creative endeavors, your creative passions and skills, and look at the thing that just comes really naturally to you. And the thing that is kind of like low effort, high impact for you. Everyone has a thing like that. Everyone has something that maybe is like full of friction for them, and they kind of have to be in the right headspace for it. And they have to, you know, have all these like boxes checked in order to be able to do this thing. And then they have something that they could just do pretty much anytime, all the time. So make that thing your consistent thing, because it's going to have to be. It's got to be something. So the podcast, I'm able to talk I could talk for an hour and a half about really any topic, but I've gotten better at condensing it down to just 30 minutes on average. That's my thing. And then what I do is I take the transcript from my podcast and I utilize AI to help me basically condense and extract like the important things and kind of reorder stuff from the podcast. That way there's no pressure on the podcast, which I'll get to that in a second. And then I write a newsletter based off of those kind of clarified ideas. And the newsletter is something that's a little bit more functional and actionable. And so I'm doing two things. I'm establishing myself as a speaker and a thought leader. with the podcast, and I'm establishing myself as an authority in my space and a good writer with my newsletter. So, man, I have a frog in my throat this morning. I'm gonna snag a sip of water. And what's cool is that my water bottle is kind of the same color as a frog. Except frogs come in all shapes and sizes and colors. So I'm sure my water bottle is the same color as a frog that's out there. So the podcast and the newsletter, that's what I've chosen as my consistent thing, because it doesn't take as much creative energy from me. It's more of a left-brained thing. Now, I reserve my creativity for my other projects. And so basically, once a week, I have a podcast and a newsletter, and then I have the goal to, and the intent to basically put out one entry from either one of my projects along with those two things. So I could do a cosmic optimism piece, or I could do a Transcendia chapter. This week, I'm not going to be doing either. I just simply don't have the time for it, because I spent the time to do something very crucial for one of my projects, which was world building for Transcendia. That way, when I do write a chapter, which should be this upcoming week, it will be cohesive and it will be moving in the right direction and it will be something I'm proud of. So again, I have this goal and I have this thing that is like a non-negotiable, which is my podcast newsletter combo. But the goal is, you know, something creative, and it's something that's flexible. You have to be real with yourself though. Am I being lazy, or is this a justified postponement or absence, right? So I'm not going to have any other creative entries this week. And I have to be honest with myself, is that okay? Did I slack, or did I do the things that I needed to do? Did I do my best, and is it okay? And the answer to that for this week is yes, and I'm happy about that. Because again, I spent the time and the effort, and I channeled the creative energy into something that is very important. It didn't result in anything physical yet that you're going to see, but it will, and it will pay off in the long run. So what this schedule does, aside from facilitate the consistency that I need, the output that I need, it also allows room for me to hyperfixate on whatever creative endeavor I want. It allows me to flow with that part of me. And so this week, I flowed with my drive to world build for my narrative ambient music project. And it was really nice. I was in a flow state like all day. I took a break to eat lunch, and some people don't even do that. Sometimes I don't even do that, but I did. And it was great. I got so much done, and my brain is still full of ideas, just running through these things that I came up with and kind of refining things and connecting the dots and filling in the blanks. And but the thing is, I might be like totally burnt out from that. I might not even want to touch Transcendia next week. And if that's the case, that's fine. I have cosmic optimism I can lean into, which is a totally different format. It's a totally different part of me that's being channeled. So obsessive creative, I need to come up with like a better word for the D. Who knows? Obsessive creative. Maybe you are an obsessive creative. And if that's the case, I hope that this episode helps you realize that this is not a negative trait. Now, it can have a negative impact on you and your journey if you fight it, and if you don't know how to work with it, and if you despise it. But hopefully this episode shows you that you don't have to do that, and that you can actually, despite the need for consistent output, you can still have your things that you flow with. Now, if you're curious about my projects, then you can go to nolanvoid.substack.com. You can subscribe to my newsletter for free and you'll get it in your inbox every Sunday. That way, if you'd rather have kind of a written, more in-depth, but also concise version of this podcast, then you can do that. Consider becoming a paid subscriber where you can get access to my other two projects. Full disclosure, I'm thinking about making Cosmic Optimism free and just having Transcendia behind a paywall, but I haven't made that decision yet. So do with that what you will. I think Transcendia is worth it. If you like ambient music and you like sci-fi fantasy, like you can listen to the music when you're sleeping or meditating or working, but the narrative also is great to follow along with. If you like that kind of thing, it's $5 a month to be a paid subscriber on my Substack. And I personally think it's worth it because you help take me one step closer to the goals that I have, and you can feel good about supporting another creative. So that's all I have for today. It's been a great checkup. This has been Dr. Void. And love you guys lots. I'll catch you guys on the next one.